Kung pariling ko itong song na
autofade.
Ayos ah.
Improve din yung autofade ko.
Low budget autofade.
Para-paraan muna.
Marites number one.
Paso. Hi guys, ako nga pala si King, tiga Baliwag, Bulacan. Yung mga kababayan ko dyan. Oh, yung mga friends ko dyan.
Pili ako dyan,
syempre.
Yung mga nangutang sa'yo na hindi pa rin nangutang. Singulin mo na sila.
Singulin ko na kayo.
Marites Pao, taga Cainta Rizal ako in the Philippines. So, hello sa mga taga-Cainta Rizal dyan. So, Sydney, dito naman ako sa Macquarie Park.
Ay, mayaman. So, siya.
Ay, renting lang yun.
My name is Kat. And taga Paco, Manila talaga ako when I was young. And then, may ginawa akong kalokohan kaya nilipat ako sa QC. Dito sa Sydney, I'm from Grantham Farm. So, nasawa na ako sa city life. So, nagpunta
na.
Nagtago muna ako guys sa bundok. Kasi healthy naman mag-disappear muna. Tapos, may podcast ka na pala.
Nanggulat.
Tapang topic, ano pa lang to? Exploration pa lang. What does podcasting mean for you?
Podcasting? Siyempre, ano yan. Mahilig din ako makinig ng mga podcast like motivational podcast, fitness podcast, podcast na makakatulong sa akin sa self-development, mga ganyan.
What makes it different compared dun sa ibang content like yung mga YouTube shorts or TikTok? I mean, why specifically, bakit podcasting yung gusto mong gawin?
Madami ka na
to. Pini-pressure ka niya, no?
Oo, dami agad tanong eh. Difference ng podcasting sa shorts, reels, or syempre, hindi mo naman makukuha lahat ng earnings in 30 seconds, in 20 seconds, di ba? Purpose ng podcasting, kasi doon nila nakocover lahat ng gusto mong malaman. Podcast, yung core ng podcast, meaning ng
so,
podcasting
sa
for
reels
for
and shorts, bitin.
Bitin,
you,
oo, syempre.
You don't really get to the core of ano ba yung pinag-uusapan.
Oo, bigo na. Yun. Yeah, diba?
Pasado so, ba Marites number?
Parang,
Marites pa. Okay
ba yung
sagot?
O
nabitin ka?
Bitin ba?
Hindi, wala namang
well,
right
can
or
cover
wrong.
It.
Kasi ano naman natin yun perspective naman natin yun what podcast is.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Ayun. So, podcasting is like sharing and giving knowledge to people. So, yun naman talaga siya. And not only through yun nga yung videos, also through audio. And besides, ako as an avid listener of podcasts din, marami rin kasi akong pinapakinggan na podcasts eh. Mas ano sa akin, mas easier sa akin na tumutok sa podcast than to watch videos. Maglilisan ka lang kahit pumikit ka. Uh-huh. And besides, ang daming podcast ngayon na tulong din talaga siya. Like, for example, you're having a hard day. Mm. Podcast that I'm listening to is, ano siya, parang about ano lang siya, kung random things in life. Nakakatawa din, not super serious. Nakaka-lighten up din siya ng mood.
Mm. Yeah. Ako din. First thing in the morning, minsan din, pagkagising ko. Para lang to start fresh.
And depende rin naman yan kung ano yung trip mo sa buhay. Eh. Mm. So, for example, you're into fitness. Uh-oh. So, syempre, makikinig ka mga fitness podcast.
Instant access sa mga different kinds of people with different interests from different backgrounds. Experts or passionate lang sila sa topic nila na hindi ko naman na-access sa group of friends ko or sa inner circle ko. Ang galing lang ng technology tsaka naka-invento ng podcast. Kasi before, para ma-access mo yung mga ganong klase ng tao, you have to pay for their service, go to, siguro, workshops and seminars just to hear those perspectives. And then, kung sino man yung nag-invento ng podcast, parang naisip nila na, you can scale your knowledge and share it for free. Kasi, most podcasts naman, wala namang bayad eh. May mga models naman yun for how they monetize the podcast. But from the listener's perspective, it's actually free. Ang binabayad mo lang talaga is yung time mo because you're tuning in. Minsan hindi mo maramdam na 1 hour na pala yun kasi yung nagsasalita sa podcast, parang feeling mo may kausap ka lang na friend in the same room. No, parang creepy. Pero hindi, parang intimate in a sense na kahit ang dami mong pinagdadaanan, parang all of a sudden, you feel like you have a friend. They talk about yung topics. Tsaka yung mga tips, yung mga advice, kala mo close kayo. Makaka-relate ka, tapos kala mo may friend ka na siguro one-way relationship kasi feeling mo, oh my gosh, parang I feel like this person is a friend or is a mentor. Though hindi naman nila alam kung sino yung nakikinig, pero yun na yun. We live in a really fascinating time na hindi mo kailangan magbayad. Kailangan mo lang talaga mag-spend ng time. And the access is there. And you're getting educated for free. Tapos, you can access it anytime, anywhere. Kasi internet is available almost everywhere.
Is it for self-improvement then? Mm. Like, hindi mo na kailangan magbayad ng mga books or matanda mga seminars then. Eh.
So, you just access habang it anytime. Nakahiga ka lang, di ba? Just get your phone and then buksan mo lang, makinig ka kung anong gusto mong podcast. Easy access. Yeah, yeah. That's a word.
What do you think makes a good podcast? And if meron kang example, na just give one example of the podcast you listen to and what makes it good.
Sa akin kasi ang podcast talaga na pinag-ubusan ko ng oras, yung Mind Pump. I don't know kung narinig niyo na yung Mind Pump. Sila yung group of people na talagang into fitness. Alam nila yung mga sinasabi nila. Sila sabing well-educated when it comes to fitness. Tsaka ang tagal na nila sa fitness industry. Napakinggan ko sila. And ang dami ko natutunan. Ano yung muscle group, ano ba paano targetin yung mga ganun. So, yung influence na gusto kong makuha sa podcast.
So, does it make you feel like you're one of them? Ganung feeling na you're all of a sudden interested in the same things that they're interested in, yung mga topics nila. Gusto mo pang i-research in more detail.
Oo, kasi nakaka-relate ka eh. Pag talagang nakaka-relate ka sa podcast and you're doing the same thing, talagang you dig deep. Alam mo yun yung parang...
Mahilig siya maghukay. Marites ba?
Dig deep or dive deep? Anong gusto mong word?
Dig or dive.
Dig or dive.
Dive ang gusto niya.
Diving deep. Mahilig siya nga maghukay.
Ocean deep.
So, yun yung mga example ng mga podcast na pinapakinggan ko. So, something na you get educated.
Okay.
Diba?
Hindi kasi siya mahilig pumasok sa school before. Nagka-catch up siya ngayon.
Oo, ngayon pala ako makatch up.
Who would have thought? Ang saya pala pag natututo ka.
You can relate your experience to everyone's experience. Kasi yun naman yung importante. Yung makaka-relate yung tao sa kung ano yung topic natin or pinag-uusapan natin. Kaya nga tayong 1% Marites, di ba? We won't just talk about random stuff na wala naman silang matututunan.
So, yun yung content part. Yung may educational, informative.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. But not too serious na parang mabobore naman sila na habang nakikinig ng podcast. Syempre, we make it entertaining and fun.
So, masayo habang
nito. Marites pa rin.
Wala tayong enough room to dance.
wala pang budget eh. Ito lang yung kayang afford for now. Medyo masikip. Ang init nga. So,
actually, mukha lang maganda sa camera, pero
guys,
walang bubong.
Guys, walang ventilation.
Wala tayong bubong yung podcast room namin.
Pero girl, Marites, Cathy, alam mo, totoo, may tumutulong.
Grabe.
So content, tsaka entertaining. Ano pa?
Yes,
anything else? Any last words?
Kasi meron akong pinapakinggan din na podcast. Like King, yung kanya is Mind Pump. Ako naman, nakikinig din ako ng Mind Pump. Pero mas madalas na pinapakinggan ko is si Headspace. Mm. What Headspace
for
is.
Mental health ba yan?
Yes, they do have podcasts din. Actually nag-subscribe ako sa Headspace like years ago before pandemic pa kasi yun nga yung stress in life and yung nature ng work alam mo kasi that is before sa Philippines pa ako na nagtatrabaho ang hirap i-balance ng work and ng life kasi you know gigising ka ng 4 ng umaga just to get up and then mag-commute ka for like 2 hours. From Cainta lang ako going to Ortigas. Sa 2 oras yung inaabot dahil sa sobrang traffic. Bukod pa doon, makikipag-agawan ka pa sa mga tao para makasakay ng UV Express or ng tricycle. So, yun. And then, na-realize ko, sabi ko, masyado akong nag-waste ng time na magko-commute ako, wala na akong ibang magawa. Yung pa-uwi ko, ganun na naman. Minsan mas matagal pa kasi nga marami ring pa-uwi, rush hour. So sabi ko, gusto kong mag-lisa ng podcast na walang interruptions pa, like yung ang daming tao, ang gulo, yung ganun. So ang ginagawa ko, yun, nag-download ako ng Headspace, I listen to it, naglalakad ako pauwi from Ortigas to Cainta. Gano'n ba kalayo yun? Like 12 kilometers yung nilalakad ko noon, nag-listen lang ako sa Headspace. And then, yun, nalaman ko they have podcast. Until now, nakikinig ako sa podcast nila. So it really helps you. Yung podcast nila kasi is about mindfulness. So they teach you about lots of things about how to listen, how to understand other people's feelings, and yourself as well. So yun, maganda lang talaga siya kasi parang mas naiintindihan mo kung bakit may mga iba't ibang klase ng tao eh. Yung ganun.
Buti girl, di ka na hold up. Para alayo na. Mindful ka. Mindful ka na.
Well, mindful 12
kilometers.
Yes.
Tapos naka-podcast ka, syempre nagzo-zone out ka, tapos pinapakinggan mo pa. You're so... Hindi, alam mo, buti hindi ka na hold up.
Hindi naman. Kasi yung dinadaanan ko, dinadaanan din ng mga ano eh, mga sasakyan, mga ibang tao.
So, tsaka mga kidnappers.
Busy na ba the beast?
Diba halo-halo naman
na? Pero feeling ko naman ano, kasi yung uwian ko noon 5 p.m. eh. Feeling ko,
this gabi pa.
5 p.m.
Oh, matilim na
ay, maliwanag pa yun sa Philippines.
Ah, okay. Yes, 6:30 na bibilim sa Pinas or sa...
Maliwanag pa
so,
yun.
So, pag madilim, nasan ka na noon?
Nasa bahay na ako.
Ah, sa bahay ka.
Bago pagdilim.
Malay ko ba?
Pagdating ko sa bahay, diretso sa kama, tulog. Kasi pagod na. 12 km naglakad, girl.
Oo. Grabe
problemado.
Yan. Oo, laki ng problema mo. Kahit ako bayaran mo, hindi ako maglalakad ng 12 kilometers.
Pero 12 kilometers, hindi mo naman mapapansin kung sobrang gusto niya kasi yung pinapakinggan niya.
Totoo, so, yung mga hold up sa akin or not, syempre, yung mata mo is nagagamit pa rin naman kahit nakikinig.
Mindful ka nga.
Pero, yes. Kasi pero yung, totoo yun. Headspace.
Okay. Ang galing, ang galing. Pero hindi. Hindi yung part na naglakad ka ng 12 kilometers.
No. Para maging happy.
Pero wag, hindi mo na ginagawa ngayon yun. Hindi ka na hindi, like ganun magbabad hindi, sa podcast.
Nagbababad pa rin ako sa podcast. Like to and from work. Nakikinig pa rin ako. Okay. Headspace. Pero meron din ako pinapakinggan. Hello sa mga ano. Nakikinig ng cheat coders dyan. Ano sila? Mga fellows sila. Na
cheat
rin
coders
sa,
podcast?
Yes, cheat coders oh. podcast.
Oh, I think sinad mo yun sa group natin.
Fellows sila na nandito rin sa Australia. Pero hindi ko lang sure kung may halfie sa kanila. Pero they were all here na.
And then
they're really funny. Sobrang funny.
They're all, ito naman mga all guys.
All guys naman sila. Oh. Counterpart natin.
Oy, in fairness ha, 277 episodes.
Yes. Wow.
Wow, impressive. Oh, okay. Hi, Cheat Coders Podcast.
Andagal,
sana all. Ang
tagal na nila.
Sana all.
Ang galing, consistent.
Yes. Okay. And hindi sila nauubusan ng pinag-uusapan. Ha? They talk about random things.
Diba?
Pero yung podcast nila, do they speak Tagalog or English?
Yes, they do. Medyo konyo nga eh. Kasi,
konyo.
Kasi talaga, they have the accent na, Aussie accent.
But
na.
They were born here?
They weren't. Sa Philippines talaga
migrate,
sila pinanganap.
Nag-migrate lang din.
Ah, I see. And then, merong isa sa kanila na sa US pa nga siya galing eh. And then, pumunta lang ng AU. Ayun.
So, nakatuwa naman. Kasi recently, naghahanap din kami ng inspiration. Ang nahanap ko naman yung Konyo Convos. Yung mga Konyo Sisters naman na taga Brisbane. Ewan ko. Hindi rin siya ganun kadali ah. Kasi, marami namang Filipinos dito sa Sydney. Pero syempre, it takes time to find your niche. Kasi sa sobrang daming podcast na, bakit sila makikinig sa'yo, diba? So that's why I want to understand what makes a good podcast. Because I don't think you have to be the best. You just have to be good enough na if you have a few people listening to you every day na pinipili nilang mag-spend ng time sa'yo, kahit one person lang yan, I think that's how you start making a difference. For me naman, what makes a good podcast? Personal experience ko is, say, there's a topic na gusto kong maintindihan for myself and wala akong time to read books kasi usually, dyan ako naghahanap ng mga sagot eh. Either sa books or nag-YouTube ako. Pero pag wala akong masyadong time, dun ako naghahanap ng answer sa podcast. So, isa sa mga podcast na matagal ko nang fina-follow din is yung The Minimalist Podcast. So, a few years ago, na-discover ko yung documentary nila sa Netflix. So it's a story about this two successful guys. Successful sila sa career, corporate, and then parang life just felt empty and meaningless. So doon na sila nag-start nung adventure nila na maging minimalist. So, na-discover ko sila doon. Tapos, naging super fan ako hanggang sa meron silang books. Tapos, nagpunta pa sila dito sa Sydney. Nanood kami noon eh.
Mm-mm.
And then, meron na rin pala silang podcast. So, parang sobrang in-admire ko lang sila na parang yun yung lifestyle na gusto ko din. Mm-hmm. Yung minimalist lifestyle. And, syempre, ang daming topics and areas niyan eh, yung pagiging minimalist. So for
that's
me,
that's what I'm about to ask nga eh. Paano
hindi
mo
siya magigets yung minimalist lifestyle. Ang dami ko pa rin tanong kahit na napanood ko na yung documentary, nakita ko na yung books nila, nanood na ako ng show. Parang, I wanna know more. And, syempre, sabi ko nga sa'yo, they're from America pala. Mm. So, for me, there's no way na, pupunta ako pa sila sa US para huntingin sila and just to sit down and listen dun sa mga shows nila. Ang hirap, di ba? So for me, yung podcast, yun na yun eh. Kung gusto ko pang matuto, may instant access sa podcast eh. For free pa, tas convenient pa, di ba?
True.
Mm. Yeah, so for me, it's, for me, what makes a good podcast is it helps you discover more about yourself and it also helps you see the kind of role models that you want in life. So, syempre, pag meron kang selection of podcast, unang tinitingnan mo, sino ba yung nagsasalita dyan? Sino ba yung mga podcaster dyan? Ano na bang mga na-achieve niyan? Or what do they stand for? Ano ba yung values nila?
Mm-hmm.
So, minsan, kahit naman hindi sobrang perfect or polished yung podcast nila, basta na in love na ako dun sa tao, dun sa pinapakinggan ko, yun na yun.
Minsan bosses pa lang. Eh,
uh-huh. Parang finding your own mentor.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
free
like
mentor.
Parang may mentor na rin talaga na may pagka one way, of course, kasi hindi ka naman nila kalala. But it doesn't really matter. Like sanay ako sa ganun, yung mga one way relationship.
Talaga ba?
May hugot na.
Sige, pupunta ka dyan mamaya.
Mamaya. Okay, last question before tayo mag-break. What makes a good podcaster? So magandang segue yan. Kasi what makes a good podcast? Kanina, yung mga examples nyo, on point naman. Kasi it's more about holistically what is the podcast, about yes. Aning content. So what about the person behind the microphone? What makes them a good podcaster?
Maritas.
So it's a big responsibility na dapat careful ka sa mga sinasabi mo. But meron kang nako-contribute sa community or yung sa kung sino man na gusto mong audience na makinig, okay. Diba?
So for you, you're saying is a good podcaster is someone who wants to contribute.
Oo. And the influence, syempre, diba? Good influence. Kasi before,
good Marites tayo. Yes.
Before kasi bad influence ako eh.
Bad Marites ka before.
So, I think, ayun yung good sa pagiging podcaster. So you have
I agree. It's about contribution and knowing that you have a responsibility once you start sharing. Kasi words are really powerful,
yes.
And whether we'd like to admit it or not, it can really make or break someone.
Mm-hmm.
And syempre, diba, alam niyo naman yung spread of disinformation, sobrang dali na lang because of online and social media. So, tama naman, I agree. Ikaw, Pao, what's your,
ako
take
naman,
on this.
Ang take ko naman of what makes you a good podcaster is, for me, it's authenticity. And that's number one. Then number two is yung passion mo for what you're selling. Kasi when you make a podcast, parang brand mo na yan eh, di ba? So,
nakuha niya sa workshop.
Dami na tututunan na.
Personal, yes.
Branding. Personal branding at saka authenticity.
Thank you, Rice PH. So, yun. Actually, marami ako natutunan dun sa workshop last week. So, yes. And yun. So, if you are authentic kasi, of course, alam mo yun, you have yung passion eh, then doon sa gusto mong i-share sa mga tao. Kasi if you're not into it, parang you're not confident in delivering yung ideas, yung knowledge na yun sa iba. So, hindi nila makukuha yun. Paano mo maipaparating sa kanila yung if you're not confident enough,
yeah.
If you're not authentic nga, and you're not passionate about dun sa...
So parang kailangan all-in ka,
yes,
hindi yung 50-50 ka sa ginagawa.
Uh-oh. Totoo. Mm-mm. And you're right about that. If you want something, you thought of something, you'd have to make an action. Mm-mm. Then you just do it, you know. Kasi kapag ka naghintay ka pa, you procrastinate. Yun. Sa loko lang, mahirap. Mm-hmm. Napasok yung ganun. Mm-hmm. Pero anyway, so yun, authenticity and passion.
Yeah. Kasi part of being authentic is being able to share your work kahit hindi pa siya polished, hindi pa siya perfect, mm-hmm. hindi pa siya pulido. Kasi kung i-compare mo yung sarili mo or i-compare natin yung sarili natin sa mga matagal na nagpa-podcast, they've been doing it for months or years, today is day one. Mm-hmm. Paano mo naman mako-compare yun kung nag-i-start ka pa lang, diba? And gusto mo kagad may ano ka na intro, may jingle, meron tayong mga auto-fade. Hindi. Obsessed ako. So, I really love auto-fade.
Low-cost lang muna tayo.
Pero, or gusto nyo may sarili kagad na studio na anytime you can just go into the studio. Yes, those things are possible. Mm-hmm. Although it's not accessible right now. Mm-hmm. So gagawa ka ng sarili mong way for you to just start creating. Because for me, that's also what makes a good podcaster. Kapag na-inspire ka, sinapian ka, that's yun naman yung ano, inspiration means in spirit. So pag sinapian ka, may message kang gustong i-share. Create mo na yan. Kasi makakalimutan mo yan eh. Or pag nawala yung inspiration, mawawala
passion,
ka na naman.
Motivation mo. Yeah. Parang yung mga artists lang, no? Kapag may naisipan silang i-paint,
they just paint. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tapos, after nun, may na-paint silang isang masterpiece. Titigil sila for months kasi wala pa yung ano inspiration.
May hinihintay silang inspiration. Uh-huh.
Pag dumating na naman ulit yun, uh-huh. they create another
masterpiece. It's all about the emotion, no?
Yes.
So minsan, yan, mga artist, diba? Uh-huh. They express their feeling, ay ano, yung pagiging creative uh-huh. through their passion. Yung parang
their passion. Kanya, uh-huh. It doesn't really mean it has to be yung ano, pagpe-paint or pagdodraw. Uh-oh. Pwede rin itong podcasting.
Yeah, even the artist, di ba?
Yeah.
Yung artist.
Yeah, kanya-kanyang way. Like some people, yung mga nagbabasking. Sometimes, may mga narinig ako nagbabasking and I'm really like, why aren't you performing on the big stage? Kasi ang galing nila eh.
Ito o yan.
Nagtataka ako, bakit kaya nagbabasking? But maybe it's just their passion. Like maybe for them, being a good musician and artist doesn't mean that you're always performing on the big stage. Maybe that's true. Just what makes them happy because they can just play on the spot. So, true. Yeah, I think for me, being a good podcaster is just going for it. Syempre, kailangan may structure, may plano na research mo yung topic mo. Mm-hmm. But more than that, your heart is in it. You're all in. Mm. And yung intention mo, di ba? Yung mm-mm. contribution. Doon na pong pasok yun. For me, what makes a good podcaster is being a really good listener. Kasi automatic sa atin minsan na we're listening to respond rather than to listen.
To listen.
Like, kunyari, may kausap ka. And then, rather than being attentive sa mga words na sinasabi nila, reading between the lines, we get caught up in our own mind kasi gusto natin naka-ready na yung isasagot natin, i-reply. So being a podcaster, lalo na kung kunyari may guest, kailangan ano ka talaga, sobrang
attentive
and focus ka lang dun sa present moment. Like, huwag mo muna isipin yung mga labada mo sa bahay, yung mga iniwan mong hugasan, yung mga backlog.
Kaya pala ang dami mong...
Alam mo, may ang dami talaga.
Oo, kaya ang daming labahin ka, ati siguro sa bahay. At saka yung patong-patong na yung huhugasan na pinggan.
Hindi niya na kasi naiisip eh.
Kasi sa dami siya
sa present moment.
Sa dami niyang ginagawa.
Nasa present moment ako eh.
Siyadong focus.
Kinalaglag.
Hindi naman natatapos yung mga to-do list eh. Pero kapag sinet mo na yung intention mo na, okay, nandito tayo ngayon sa studio, magpa-podcast tayo, magre-record tayo, may guest speaker tayo, dapat yung all senses mo, ano, ilan senses ba? 5? Kung ano ka, medyo special ka, medyo 6.
I-research ko na ba? Senses?
Sense, nonsense. So, ayun. Okay, hindi ko napapahabain kasi tingin ko naman na-cover na lahat. So, we're just gonna go on a really quick break kasi ang mga Marites, napapagod din. Napapagod din naman makipag-chismisa. Napapagod din. Uh-oh. Tao lang. Okay. Let's go on a quick break, guys.
Salim.
Huh?
Parang kumakain tayo kanina pa. Early dinner daw.